Robert Haley stars as Charlie McMahon in Security.
Morning, Miriam.
Good morning.
Forgot to get cat food.
Middle, first of all.
I know. Boy, you'd think that cat hadn't been fed since last Easter, the way he goes on.
$3.50, please.
Here you go. No, never mind the bag. I'll just... Are you okay?
Fine.
You sure? You look like you haven't slept for a week.
I can't trouble you.
Hey, I've been coming here practically every day since you took over the place. It's no trouble.
It is a family matter.
That means Ali. Where is he, anyway? Miriam, we're neighbors, and I like Ali. Have you called his friends? Maybe he just decided...
Ali would never stay out all night. Since his father died, he never leaves me. I called the police, but they said it is too early for a missing persons report. I tried to tell them, but it was no good.
When did you last talk to him?
Around 4:30. After school, he was going to the mosque for prayers.
Did you phone the mosque?
Of course. I was told he had been there.
Did anyone see him leave?
I don't know. I talked to Imam Hassan, our preacher. He said he saw the boy during prayers, but not after.
I see. And did he ask around?
He volunteered, of course. But he has not called me back. Why won't the police help me?
It's standard procedure. So many teenagers disappear for a day and then turn up right as rain.
But Ali is... He respects his duties. Never once since his father died has he not been home by 9. I am worried to death.
Okay. Well, if you'd like, I can talk to a few friends downtown.
That would be very kind.
Don't worry. He'll turn up.
I hope you are right. But things are so bad these days for our community. You can understand my worry.
So, how do you know this kid?
His family started running my corner store about a year ago. Nice people. Then the dad died.
That's rough. He got any brothers and sisters?
Nope, just him and his mom.
That puts a lot of pressure on a kid, eh? Well, sometimes they just... Oh.
What?
Ali's dad. What was his name?
I'm not sure. I always called him Mr. Rashad.
Mohammed. The address matches, yeah?
What did he do?
You ever hear of Hawala?
No.
How about Al-Barakat?
Oh, the game they used to play in trendy bars with the dice and the checkers?
Al-Barakat was one of the biggest companies in Somalia. They operated a money transfer system. Hawala.
Hawala is a money transfer system.
If you were a Somali working in Toronto and you wanted to send money home, you'd take the cash to the local Al-Barakat rep. He'd charge a transaction fee and then call Mogadishu. The folks at that end would have the cash in your family's hand within 24 hours.
Like sending a bank transfer.
Except in Somalia, the banks don't work, and Al-Barakat's Hawala does.
So what's the problem?
The system is based on trust. There's next to no paper trail. So after 9/11, the Burnham Bush, declared the whole system a money laundering operation for Al-Qaeda. The local reps were rounded up and the system shut down, including a small business here in Toronto run by Mohammed Rashad.
No way.
Way?
I mean, was there any truth to the allegations?
No real evidence has turned up, but so what? Bush has spoken. Al-Barakat was the biggest single employer in the country, and when funds were frozen, a lot of very poor people lost a lot of money.
What happened then?
Well, like most stories involving the war on terrorism, it just kind of disappeared. These days, the UN Development Program is trying to get the system up and working again.
No, I meant what happened to Mohammed?
Well, after they put him out of business, they tried to extradite him to the U.S.
I never saw anything in the paper.
He was small time. If you blinked, you would have missed it. Anyway, the Canadian government finally decided Mr. Rashad had no terrorist affiliations and refused to extradite him. But given the current climate, the Yanks could be after the sun.
So could the Somalis who lost the money they gave to his father.
Or maybe someone wanted him to shut up before he talked.
If Ali's dad really was a terrorist.
He was Somali, wasn't he? They're on the list.
What can I do for you?
I'm doing a favor for the woman who runs my corner store.
Some traffic cop ticketing her delivery van?
No, it's her son. Ali. He's gone missing.
Well, if you want me to get him on the missing persons roster, I guess we...
You ever hear of Muhammad Rashad?
The name's vaguely familiar.
Ali's father. He got busted in that Al Barakat thing.
The Al Barakat thing? This kid is linked to that mess? No way I'm ready for the war on terrorism. Not with a new boss and a big promotion.
This kid was born in Toronto. He's the farthest thing from a terrorist.
You sure about that?
I'd like to make sure.
Fine. One call and that's it. Yeah, it's Kirk. How's she going? Thanks. Yeah, listen. Muhammad Rashad. Yeah. What did they say? Yeah. No, I just wondered. You got anything on his son, Ali? Oh. Yeah. Sure. No, I appreciate it. Okay.
Who was that?
A friend in a position to know.
They had something, didn't they?
No, she didn't. Not really.
That's not how it sounded.
No?
Come on, Kirk.
Look, Charlie, all I can tell you is stay out of this.
How come?
It's a matter of national security.
I wish I didn't have to ask, and no disrespect intended, but has Ali ever had anything to do with any organizations he shouldn't have?
For example?
I'm sorry. When I was asking about Ali, I learned a little bit about your husband.
What about him?
His connection with Al Barakat.
What does that have to do with my son?
Well, I don't know if it does.
It doesn't. My son knew nothing of the business. Not that there was any shame in what my husband did. It was a blessing for many people.
Yeah, but your husband's name keeps turning up on web pages. The story doesn't go away.
They took him. The Zionists.
The Zionists?
They destroyed our life. Ruined my husband's business. He kept perfect records of all his transactions. His books were perfect, but they questioned him for 5 months before they let him come home. By then, our home was gone.
I'm sorry,
imagine what it is like to have everything taken from you. And we are not some Palestinian family who have had their shack bulldozed into the ground because their cousin is PLO. No, we are Canadian citizens, half a world away from that horror. My husband had a business degree from Manchester University, and we ended up running this store, which I took largely because an apartment came with the lease.
I wished I'd known.
Oh, yes. That would have helped for our customers to know there were terrorists running the corner store. 8 months we waited while CSIS spied on us, tapped our phones. Mohammed would not sleep. He sat waiting for them.
The Zionists?
Waiting for a firebomb through the window. His heart got worse. Then the Department of Justice called. They said it was all a mistake. He would not be extradited. But by then, his heart was broken. And he died.
CSIS would have had to keep you under surveillance, I know. But this other stuff, I can't believe Zionists...
Please, Mr. McNutt. Even a quiet clockmaker must see what winds the spring tighter and tighter until it has to snap. And then we are to blame.
Miriam, if there was an overt threat...
There wasn't. But you must realize they would never believe in my husband's innocence. And they are people who are not afraid to act.
God's purpose is eternal. His plan is perfect, but man's intelligence is limited.
Imam Hassan?
By his circumstances,
Mr. McMahon, please come in.
This world.
I am just going over the rough edit on this tape.
Sermon?
Of a kind. I do commentary for Vision TV.
Of course. I was just about to ask you if we'd met before.
You've watched our program?
Yeah, well, I spend a lot of time these days trying to figure out what's going on in the world. Your program helps.
Thank you. These are very difficult times for us. I'm sure you can imagine that.
I can.
A few months ago, I myself, on my way to an interfaith seminar in Washington, was subjected to an extremely rigorous examination. 6 hours of interrogation, fingerprinting, photographs. The immigration official actually told me, "We don't want your type getting in here anymore."
You're kidding.
I'm afraid not. We reported him to a superior and received a surly letter of apology. But imagine how the younger men feel, especially given the political incitement available over the internet.
Was Ali in the way of that?
Ali certainly loves to surf the web. He's even tipped me to a few very interesting sites. But no, Ali is different. Devout, but mature beyond his years. A very good boy.
His mother said you saw him last night.
Certainly. He was here for the final prayers of the day, Isha. That would have been 6:27 p.m.
And after?
There's usually quite a crush after prayers, and I'm afraid I missed him. But you are certainly welcome to ask around. All are welcome here, so long as they remember to take off their footwear.
This is Ali's room, and that is his computer.
Pretty good setup for a kid.
It is all that is left of his father's business. You really think you will find something on this computer that might help in our search?
There's a chance.
More than a chance. Most kids spend half their lives in cyberspace.
I am not sure Ali would approve. I feel like I am looking through his dresser.
Anything we find will be absolutely discreet.
Yes, well, if there is anything I should know, I have to watch the store.
So, what's the drill?
First off, check his email. Then look at the history of website visits. Then check the cache, provided he hasn't deleted them. Well, this is going to be a piece of cake. Kid didn't even protect his password.
Anything interesting?
Well, let me get a few screens going. Oh.
Listen, if there's porn sites...
No porn. It's worse.
Worse?
Listen to this. Bush, who are you, you little dwarf, to threaten Mohammed and his sons?
He wrote that?
Nope. It's just on a news group he subscribes to. And this just in. O Apostle, rouse the believers to the fight.
What's that?
A website devoted to the Quran's many calls for holy war. But this is the kicker. An email to ygoba@hotmail.com.
Ygoba? That's a code?
I'm thinking, Yeha Goba? He was in the terrorist cell from Buffalo.
The Lackawanna Six?
Oh, well, there's a good one. On martyrdom.
Mr. Warren, have you found anything?
There are a few things.
He did a lot of research for school.
Oh, yes. He used the computer for that.
Yeah, it's a great tool for research.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
And you are awful naive for a guy with so much life experience.
Hey, Jolene, over here. He's just a kid.
With a scary internet profile. Hi.
Hi.
You're jumping to conclusions. I mean, we were on his computer for what, a couple of minutes?
What do you want me to do? Walk his mother through her son's clandestine life, step by step?
What are you two fighting about?
Anyway, I emailed all the juiciest stuff to myself. We'll have all the time in the world to pick it apart.
You what?
Hey, am I invisible or something?
Just because he's a neighbor and you feel sorry for his mom.
He's just a kid.
Every day, kids like him strap plastic explosives around themselves and get on buses full of women and children.
This is Toronto, not Tel Aviv.
Yeah, and the World Trade Center was in Bethlehem.
Will you two stop it? People are starting to stare.
Sorry. There's this kid I know. He's gone missing. Malcolm was helping me look for him until he got a look at the kid's computer.
Which gave me the creeps.
Why?
Charlie forgot to tell you. This kid's a Muslim.
And that makes him some kind of monster.
Well, you gotta wonder, huh?
You can't be serious.
I am. But there's a kind of mental illness in the air right now, and it's spreading from mosque to mosque all over the world. It's in the paper every day, and ignoring it won't make it go away.
You're blaming the whole Muslim community for the actions of a few zealots?
The Muslim community invented terrorism. Remember the assassins? Suicide bombers without the bombs.
Remember Samson? Pulled down a whole stadium on himself and the Philistines. That was what? Mass murder. A couple of thousand years before Mohammed trod the planet.
Now there's a side of you I've never seen before.
Which side is that?
Is it Israel you hate, or just Jews in general?
Malcolm! How dare you!
Well,
I wish you could hear yourself. It's sickening. And you, Charlie, you're baiting him. You think that's going to solve your problems?
No.
Well, I think you both better take a pill and just order something to eat.
Forget it. I'm not hungry.
Forget it, fatty cat. You don't get supper for another hour. Stitching in time, clock.
I trusted you.
Miriam?
They come. The police, they come. They take my husband. They take my son.
Miriam, calm down.
It is my turn. They'll put me in a chicken wire cage.
Tell me what happened.
They took Ali's computer and everything else. Everything in his room. I asked them, what have you done with my son? They wouldn't tell me.
Did they have a warrant?
Yes. I have it here.
I'd like to see what it says.
Why do you want to see it? You sent them, didn't you?
Malcolm?
Charlie, look, about the other day...
Who'd you tell?
Tell?
About Ali's computer.
Nobody.
Because they raided Miriam's place and took it.
When?
Last night.
Who are they?
I don't know. I mean, have you ever seen a warrant this vaguely worded?
Pursuant to an ongoing investigation under Bill 17?
The Anti-Terrorist Act.
I know. But why would they bother?
To get the same information you found.
Under Bill 17, they could have taken it all through Ali's server. Nobody would even know what happened. And if they did, they'd know it was all useless.
It is?
You were right. Once you look carefully, you realize the kid was all over the net looking for answers. But on a hit-by-hit basis, the moderate sites won hands down.
And the news group?
I actually found a posting from Ali. Turns out he thought the guy was a creep.
So, you got something in common.
Yeah. Looks like I couldn't have been more wrong about the kid. And one last thing. Wygoba@hotmail.com. Yasmin Goba. A girl from school. No relation to Yeha Goba or anyone in the Laka Wacko 6.
So, why take the computer?
Because they knew we'd been looking at it.
Hello?
Jolene, I was hoping I'd catch you.
I just got in. Where are you calling from?
Payphone down by the lakeshore. Odds are my line is tapped.
Tapped?
Yeah, and I'm being followed.
By who?
I don't know, but I am definitely being followed. All day. A blue Ford Tempo. License 234JAE.
Got it. Want me to run the plates?
Yeah, but more important, I want you to tail the guys who are tailing me.
Now?
Why, you got something on?
No, I can do it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to run them around the East End for a while and give you time to get into position. Then I'm going home and turning in for the night.
What if they just stay outside all night, watching?
It's been the same two guys all the time.
No backup?
Looks that way. Once I hit the hay, I'm betting they'll want to do the same.
And what if you're wrong?
Well, if I were you, I'd bring a thermos.
Right. I'll be at your place in half an hour.
Oh, how'd it go?
You were right. Around 12:30 they pulled out. First stop, a parking lot down off Commissioner's.
Nobody there that time of night?
There was a car with a woman in the driver's seat. The guys got out, got in with her, and had a talk. About 5 minutes later, they got back into their car and both vehicles took off.
You get the plate number on the other car?
Yeah. Then our guys went home. First guy lives in Etobicoke. The driver lives in North York.
So you got addresses and plate numbers?
Yeah, I ran the works. Then checked a few immigration files. The guys? Abdi Abukar and Jabril Osman, cousins.
Both Somalis?
Yeah. And their car is registered to another cousin, Ibrahim Hassan.
From the mosque?
Yeah, and guess what? I tried to run the plate on the other car. It came up classified.
Once again, I must mutter, this is nuts.
Come on, Malcolm. All we want is the truth.
And the truth is, this is nuts. I mean, I'm happy to crack open the life of some Muslim fanatic. Nothing would bring me greater joy, but Ibrahim Hassan? He's a poster boy for the cultural mosaic. He speaks at the Jewish National Congress. He's Ceases.
Why do you think he ceases?
Not him, her. The woman in the other car. I just tried to hack my way past the classified tag on her plate. There. See that security block? That's Ceases.
You sure?
It's Ceases. It's Ceases. There's a pattern. I know it. I think I'll leave this site. Right now.
Okay, someone from Ceases drove the second car. Who?
Hey, I'm a hacker, not God.
You work for Ceases.
That's absurd.
I came to see you and asked about Ali. The next day, your cousins were tailing me. So I returned the favor. A friend of mine followed them to a meeting with a Ceases agent. They work for you. You work for Ceases. Follow my logic?
Yes, but you are wrong. I am a Canadian citizen. Ceases works for me.
You helped them take Ali, didn't you?
Yes. Look, Mr. McMahon, people are very angry right now. Rightfully so. But thus far, radical elements have made no headway here, and I plan to keep it that way. Ceases needs informed opinion on important issues. I need their support to protect my community.
Sure. It's a symbiotic relationship and nothing to be ashamed of, in theory. But some of your parishioners wouldn't agree, especially if they knew what happened to Ali.
I don't know what happened to Ali.
Look, I don't want to compromise your position, but I am going to find out what happened to that boy. And if that means going to the press, I will. And then you'll be of use to Nolan.
They asked me to get Ali to meet with them. I thought they'd question him and let him go.
Yeah, but they didn't. Where is he?
I don't know. Ask her, the agent. Her name is Jennifer Fernandez. Make her tell you.
Fernandez. I will. Excuse me, Miss Fernandez?
I'm sorry, I don't think...
Oh, come on. You know who I am. You've had me followed.
You're wrong.
Then what was that meeting on Commissioner's Drive all about?
I found out what the Somalis were doing and told them to lay off.
They were following me all on their own?
That's right. Their initiative.
Why?
They were afraid of what you'd find out.
Why would they be afraid of me?
I showed them your file.
My file? Look, what happened to Ali Rashad?
None of your business. And if you continue to interfere with the operations of my department...
I haven't even begun to interfere with the operations of your department. And I'm not going away until I can tell his mother what has happened to her boy.
Get out of my way.
I got you tied to the disappearance of the kid, I got you tied to the mosque, and I've got the cell number of a very inquisitive investigative journalist in my pocket.
I told you to get out of my way.
Why don't I just make the... Good.
What the hell? Charles McMahon, you are under arrest for violations pursuant to the Anti-Terrorism Act of 2002. You have the right
to... Hold it right there!
What in the name of...
Stand up and step away from that man.
You're obstructing a federal officer in the execution
Jennifer Fernandez... You are under arrest for the abduction of Ali Rashad.
You can't arrest me. I'm arresting him.
You can't arrest him. You're under arrest.
This is absurd.
No doubt about it. But since I'm the one with the gun, let's just sort this out at Station 15.
Nobody comes in. Nobody. I don't like this one little bit. This is not the way my life is supposed to be going, Charlie.
She's admitted to abducting a minor.
She's a Ceases operative, for God's sake.
That doesn't put her above the law.
Kirk, will you explain the facts of life to these yahoos?
Kirk? You know each other?
Who do you think I called the other day to ask about the kid?
You knew all along.
I couldn't tell you even if I did. Look, I'm sure we can get this straightened out. The kid's okay, isn't he?
Of course.
Then I want to see him. Now.
I'm afraid that's impossible.
You produce him or I'm charging you with kidnapping a minor.
And as I've already mentioned, I'm charging you both under the Anti-Terrorism Act of 2002.
And I'm phoning my lawyer right now.
Charlie, put down that phone. Jennifer, why can't you just produce the kid?
Because I don't have him.
But he's all right, isn't he?
I can provide a notarized doctor's certificate.
Somehow I don't think that'll satisfy his mother.
He's in Buffalo.
You took him into the States?
Read the affidavit.
He went there voluntarily for questioning by the FBI. In relation to what?
We believe he's been in communication with a terrorist cell in Upper New York State.
You gave him to the Yanks.
What's the matter? Can't you read?
Oh, he went there voluntarily. After you had him in illegal custody for, what, 3 days?
Technically, under the new act.
Don't give me that. We all know what you can do to a kid in 3 days of intense questioning.
You break him into 1,000 little pieces and put him back together again. Any way you want.
Be that as it may, Ali is fully cooperating with the American authorities. Case closed. Now can I go?
What about his mother?
She'll get a call.
Will they let her see him?
No, not until his release.
And when will that be?
When they're finished. Unless...
Unless...
Unless it turns out he's violated the Homeland Security Act.
Hold it, hold it. Are you suggesting Ali may be charged with some kind of... with... I don't know what?
My colleagues in the FBI are concerned about the family's involvement with Al Barakat.
We, us, the Canadian government, decided his father was totally innocent.
We chose not to extradite. That's not quite the same thing. And some of his internet activity is questionable.
They can charge a kid who's been messing around on his computer in downtown Toronto with violating a law in the U.S.?
That can't be right. He'd have to be legally extradited.
Yeah, well, you know what they say. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Don't sweat it, Charlie. I mean, it's not like he's been snatched by the PLO, right? It's America. He'll be fine.
You have been listening to Security, this week's episode of The Old Guy by Paul Ledoux. Featured in the cast tonight, Robert Haley as Charlie McMahon, William Colgate as Kirk, Ryan Rogerson as Malcolm, Karen Glaive as Jolene. With them, you also heard Camille James as Miriam Abbe, Marvin Ishmael as Abraham Hassan, and Julie Stewart as Jennifer Fernandez. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Wayne Richards. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.